मेहता जगवानी इज अ फाउंडर एंड कंसल्टेंट एट लाइव डिजिटल. शी इज अ स्ट्रॉन्ग सपोर्टर ऑफ डाइवर्सिटी एंड द पावर ऑफ इंक्लूजन. शी हैज वर्क्ड एज अ डिजिटल मार्केटिंग मैनेजर फॉर होंडा यूके एंड ग्लोबल स्टूडेंट अकोमोडेशन बिफोर बिकमिंग एन एंटरप्रेन्योर. At Light Digital, she and her team help businesses to develop and expand their digital presence within the UAE and globally. I welcome you, Varuna, in Towards Tomorrow's second season of this podcast, where we focus more on expected moms and newborns. So being an expected mom yourself, so tell us how you're doing and how has your pregnancy journey been so far?
Firstly, thank you, Komal, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. As an expecting mom, I think things have changed. I genuinely think it's been a very, very, very special time with family, with friends, with everyone around you supporting and taking such good care of you. I think the compassion from people has reached another level totally. So I think if I had to phrase it in one word, it would definitely be special, because each one's journey is different. And but the affection that you receive and the care that you receive is something that puts you onto a next level, and then it increases your confidence as well a lot. So you start looking forward to what's next.
Right. And this is your firstborn, right? The first baby?
This will be my first baby. Yes, very much.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, congratulations on that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So can you tell us more about the factors that, you know, contributed to your healthy and well-supported? You said you feel very special. So can you elaborate like how it made you feel very supported in your pregnancy journey?
So I think a few factors, if I had to pick on some things, would definitely be people, number one. Who you choose to have around you in your closest circle, because a lot of people at this stage come and tell you the do nots. Very few people come and tell you the do's, that, you know, do this, it's better. Everybody tells you, oh, don't do this, oh, don't do that, oh, don't do that. And you're like, you know, you suddenly feel like there's so much negativity around you, that why is everybody telling me things not to do? Why doesn't somebody tell me the good things that I could do? So I think creating that very small circle of people who you trust and, you know, who are there to support you with the do's and the do nots, I think that is quite crucial. So that is one very important factor. And I genuinely feel that any new mom coming up, you need to decide what circle you want around you, because that really, really influences you a lot. The number two, I think, has been nutrition, most certainly, because initially, when I did start off my journey, I did have a phase where we are so used to eating a certain diet food, and you continue that and you suddenly realize that you've got so many aversions that you cannot go through them all. So I think changing that and, you know, creating another diet plan for yourself, which is very nutritious, I think that really helps, because that automatically makes you feel so much better. They say that it's about, you know, what your child wants to eat, but maybe it is psychologically, but I can tell you scientifically, it's more about what your body needs.
What your body needs, right, at that moment. Yeah. And there should be balance.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. There has to be a good balance. So, you know, some people crave sugar, some people crave savory. I was someone who craved sugar, and I've always been a very anti-sugar person in my personal experience previously, because I have always been a lot into eating right, eating clean, keeping it simple. But then if I felt like my body needs that sugar, I gave it in a nicer form, obviously. It just elevates you completely.
Yeah. I think nutrition is also one thing that many people emphasize more on. Because it's not just nutrition for you, but it's for the baby as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you will see that the time you start eating right, things just change, you know, the fatigue level, the nausea level, everything just kind of reduces or just balances itself out.
Yeah. So what would you say, what are the important aspects for anyone, any expecting mothers to be aware of, more aware of?
Physically, I mean, so I would break that up into two ways. One is definitely physical and one is definitely mental. I will explain why. Physical, because like I said, you know, a lot of people come around and tell you, oh, don't do this or don't bend or don't do that. And you would realize that all of these things are very important in certain ways. Like if you really go back generations and think of the people who have given birth, they've pretty much done everything. So why should we not have to do? Our bodies are not made any differently. We have the same,
same structure,
same skeleton, same everything. So it's just about, you know, drawing a line or drawing a balance between being careless and between being extra careful.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got to kind of define that somewhere very clearly that, you know, you've got to be careful, obviously, but at the same time, to be that extra careful that you end up doing nothing with your body. So I am also a yoga instructor from previously, but I'm just not a prenatal or a postnatal yoga instructor. That's not what I did. I can teach normal people, you know, like a normal adult. So I obviously started taking a lot of prenatal classes. I started my journey in Jan. So for the past 6 months, I've been doing that. And I think that has really, really, really helped me. I even started doing Pilates in between. So I did Pilates for 3 months in between. And I think that again helped me. Besides the regular walking, driving, you know, all of these things in the entire day. So I think physically, I think women should just stop telling themselves that ye nahi karna hai ya wo nahi karna hai. I think you should do whatever your body allows you to do, definitely. And mentally, I am naturally a very spiritual person, only because of my mom and my family, obviously. So I made sure that, you know, from the time I found out that I was pregnant, I kept feeding good music, good mantras, you know, good garb sanskar. There are a lot of mantras and there are a lot of chants that come for these things.
Right.
Yeah. And meditation as well. So spiritually, I've been like addicted to all of that. Totally. Yeah. So I think even when my baby comes out, I won't be surprised if he doesn't like Diljit Dosanjh and likes Sir Bhajan more. So I think breaking that into physical and mental would definitely be my go-to because that's the way I have chosen to go.
Right. And I think you hit the nail about the mental, because mostly people emphasize more on the physical aspects that don't, like, as you said, don't move, don't bend, don't carry heavy stuff. But nobody talks about how you can keep yourself mentally sane, and not just for you, but I think it's for the baby, for the environment, and to have a very nurturing environment for the baby to grow in.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, you are 100% right, because, I mean, once they are out, they obviously know what an iPad is and what an iPhone is and all of that. That's going to happen. That's, you know, I think it's a non-negotiable in today's world. But if you can still bring in a little bit of your own culture, of your spirituality within the child, then why not? Right. And I just feel as a human, it makes you feel better as well. Like when you're doing that. So
You feel calm. You feel you feel very calm, very serene.
Yes. Yes. And you feel like you're in control of your body, of your mind, of things around you as well.
Right. So how
I
does...
have.
Go on.
Go ahead.
No, go on.
Because I have a lot of pregnant women who have actually, you know, like sitting, standing, you had breakdowns where you don't feel well, you don't feel very energetic, you don't feel very enthusiastic about things. And, you know, there are ways you can avoid all of that for sure.
Right. So how does prenatal bonding, like you're creating a nurturing environment, right? So how does that impact your well-being as well as the baby's? So like you said about the mental aspect. So how was your experience? What were your mood after doing that, like listening to a chant or even meditating?
So after a couple of months, you, I mean, any pregnant woman would realize that if you're doing something very consistently and you keep that practice up and you are enjoying it, you will automatically start feeling the kicks and the bumps.
Right.
As soon as, you know, the baby starts understanding that, oh, I'm listening to the same thing again. Oh, I'm listening to the same thing again. Like a Hanuman Chalisa, for example, or anything else that you believe in, any mantra that you believe in. When you're repeatedly, you will start seeing the baby reacting to it. I think that is the win-win.
Yeah. So you just get the response from the baby itself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very surprising. I mean, I obviously read about all these things. And I also did a lot of prenatal classes where they kept saying these things. And I was like, nah, it's not possible. How is that even possible? But it is possible. I can tell you that after experience now. Like when you start communicating with the child or when you start listening to the same things again and again, you feel that the child is being receptive of it as well within your womb.
Right.
And you will feel like a little kick here, a little kick there. Obviously, you have to reach those months. Like you've probably start feeling it only after the fourth or the fifth month.
Fourth or fifth,
but
yeah.
I think that is that win-win point.
Right. And what are these changes? Like you would have faced some challenges because as it's your first baby itself. So I think for the second baby, you kind of get used to, you know what the process looks like. But for the first one, you have no clue. You may have, your body might have changed and you might have a lot of challenges. So like, can you like elaborate, like what were some of your challenges or like changes?
Oh, I've had quite a few. I'm not going to lie. Like I've had quite a few challenges of my own, and everyone has it differently. Like genuinely, right. I've spoken to so many women or so many of my friends who have had one or two children, including my sister and family. Things that have happened to me have not happened to anyone. And a lot of things that happened to them, I'm like, no, nothing like that has happened to me. Like I'm fine, you know?
Yeah.
So each one's very different, and that's very, very hard to comment on. However, with me in particular, I've seen a lot of change with skin. I've seen a lot of change with obviously the physique, but that's normal. And just overall, I feel as a person, I have all kind of already mellowed down to expect what's coming to me. Like they say, you know, like having a baby is like having a storm in the house.
Right.
So you have to be mellow to another level. So I genuinely feel that has kind of started sinking in very automatically within the person. So it's obviously up to your nature. Like if you are a very calm person from the beginning, then maybe it's something else that will happen to you. I've always been a very hyperactive person. Like, you know, I want to do this now. I want it now. But that has automatically changed. And there's something in me that tells me, relax, it'll happen. You know, it'll be taken care of. Right. And that would not come to me naturally before. I used to like had to tell myself 10 times. So a lot of these things are different for various people. But with me, I think it's been a lot of mental and physic-wise, it's been a lot of, I would say, skin, hair, and, you know, a lot of other aesthetic things that have changed, obviously.
Right. So in conclusion, what are your, like, just share some insights to our listeners who are also expecting mothers.
I mean, the doctors always say this the moment you go to them, and be it any doctor in the world, okay? So you will go to a doctor and you will be like, this is happening to me and that is happening to me. And the doctor will only say it, enjoy it. And you would be like, how can you enjoy these things? You cannot enjoy these things. So they'll tell you this, like, enjoy your pregnancy. And I didn't realize, and I've initially in the first few months when I wasn't very well, I used to crib about it a lot. Like, how can you enjoy this? Like, you're being fat. How can you enjoy it? My skin's going out. How can you enjoy it? I want to vomit all the time. How do you enjoy this? But now when I look back, because I'm almost at the brim of, giving birth anytime. Now when I look back, I'm like, yeah, you should enjoy it. However, whichever package it comes to you in, just enjoy it, because this level of, like I said initially, compassion, support, And you know, everyone just, you know, cheering for you doesn't come easily. It doesn't come around every day for a normal person, for sure. Yeah. So while it's there, you know, make the most of it. Give yourself good treats, whether it is, you know, a walk with your husband or, you know, an ice cream in the night or whatever it is. I know it'll sit more on your hips than on your baby, but it's okay. Just do it.
That's actually wonderful insight. Back,
I know why doctors say that. Yeah, I know why doctors say it. Initially, I used to hate anybody telling me that. But now when I look back, I'm like, yes, I think there was a point in that that I didn't see it at that point. Mm. But now I do.
Now you do, yeah.
Now almost like ending it, I'm like, I don't want this to end. I think I can wait for a little bit longer.
Right. It was wonderful talking to you, Varuna. And I'm really thankful that you took out time from your schedule. And given that you will be delivering the baby anytime soon, I mean, the dedication that you had for this podcast is amazing. I just want to like thank you and sending you all the wishes. I hope your baby is really healthy, and I like just fill your family with lots of happiness, and just bring that the smile that you carry. I mean, it should like I can already see that in a baby's face. I feel, yeah.
thank you so much. But I do want to leave you with one thing, and this is something I learned from my Garbh Sanskar mentor who I was going to, and she said one thing and it stuck with me, that actually two things, I'm going to leave both the things with you just as a conclusion, is that a Swiggy delivers food, women give birth, we don't deliver. So we give birth. So that's a very special thing. So, you know, anybody who tells me delivery, it's not delivery. The food guy will deliver, but we actually give birth. It is special. So I think we should honor it as being special for each and every woman out there. And the second one that changed my pregnancy journey totally with my husband was when somebody told me, happy parents make happy babies. Right. So whatever your relationship with your partner would be, a lot of things change during this time. And I've realized that the moment you start being happy with your home, your partner, you will automatically start feeling that you're going to have a happy baby. So I have literally put both these quotes up by my bedside and I read it like, you know, passing by, walking by, I read it every time and I remind myself this, that I'm not going to deliver, I'm going to give birth, which is a very, very, you know, it's a privilege in life to have. And secondly, you know, you have to be a happy parent to have a happy baby. So do whatever it takes for you as a woman to make yourself feel happy all through your journey, so that when you have that baby, it's a nice and happy baby. You may not be happy at the moment, that's okay, but your baby is happy.
Baby is happy, That is the priority.
Yeah. So these are like the two things, you know, there are some things you write and you follow throughout. These are the two things that I wrote for myself after all the prenatal classes I had, and I have followed it to the T.
I think many people may not be privileged to go through that things, but I think what you said, those two sentences, that will be stuck with the listeners.
I hope so. I really hope it was used to someone at least, because it was an eye opener for me. So I was like, oh yeah, that's a good point actually. So yeah, I hope it helps someone.
Yeah. Thank you, Varuna, again, and for being on this podcast and for being the first guest on our podcast, where we are focusing more on the expected mothers and the newborns. And I hope you had a wonderful time talking and being on the podcast.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for asking me questions that no one's ever asked me through my journey. So it makes you look back and be like, oh, yes, you know, I have so much to share now. So thank you for this opportunity. Thank you very much.